In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Already we are now hearing the Gospels that are preceding Great Lent, the Sunday of Zacchaeus, and then there'll be four other Sundays, and then Lent will begin. It begins very, very early this year. When we read the story of Zacchaeus, many things we can glean from it. There's much symbolism in it. It's a very important story. I want to focus on one thing today. Just a simple thing. Perhaps it's less obvious than the other parts of the story. So Zacchaeus was chief among the publicans. He was very rich. That means that he was a great sinner. Because to be a publican in those days was to be like a traitor to your own people. And the publican collected taxes for the governor, but which was a foreign power, Rome. But he also always got his own as well. So he was corrupt. Every publican was corrupt. And the publicans were hated by the people. And Zacchaeus was chief among the publicans. So that means he was a pretty bad guy. He was pretty self-centered. He thought only of himself. So Jesus comes by, and eventually Jesus sees him in the tree, invites him, says, I want to come to your home and abide in your house. So it's natural that everyone around would say, why would Jesus want to have anything to do with this person? Because he's a sinner. Everyone knew he was a sinner. Everyone hated him, except for our Lord. And they couldn't imagine why he would have anything to do with Zacchaeus. And so Zacchaeus gets wind of this. He hears the murmuring. And here is the important thing, the most important part of the story. He says, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Blessed Zacchaeus, who now has turned from being a sinner to a saint. From someone who thought only of himself, who cared not for others, who hurt others, had no compassion for others, no compunction upon what he did, to someone who simply and profoundly repented of his former life. Now, this is all he says in the gospel, but Zacchaeus repented and became equal to the apostles. So, there's much more besides this that wasn't mentioned. Zacchaeus profoundly repented of his former life. If only we could do this. Zacchaeus was a terrible man. He did terrible things. I'm sure he did things that caused people to die, to starve to death, to be thrown in prison. Oh, he did horrible things. But he repented of them. He simply said, Lord, I'm going to give it all back. Lord, I'm going to be good from now on. Now, I'm sure he had his struggles. His ups and downs. But he just said, I'm sorry. And I want to do better. What a simple aspect of our life that we kind of tend to forget, don't we? Christianity is very, very simple. It's not difficult. Look in your heart. If you see things in your heart that make you ashamed, then be sorry for them. Then struggle to change them. Why would you want things that are in your heart that are shameful? And live with those things and live with those chains. Just simply say, Lord, I give back to you half of my goods. That is symbolic for, I give to you my effort to become better. And the Lord will help you. Christianity is very simple. Don't make it complicated. Oh yes, we have beautiful hymns and complex theology and all kinds of things that are so beautiful and profound. But none of that has any meaning unless you make up your mind that you want to live as a Christian. As Zacchaeus changed in one day from someone who was full of sin to someone who desired to follow the way of life. And he certainly found it. Now, he was very bad. None of us have been that bad. I think we can safely say that he did some very horrible things that we haven't done. And yet, we have not repented as he did. We might be able to claim that we did not commit murder and adultery as David, but can we also claim that we repented as David did? We can claim that we didn't take widows' last money from them as Zacchaeus did, but can we claim that we repent as he did? It matters not what you have done. It matters what you want to do, how you feel about what you've done. Do you despise the life that you have led and perhaps even lead now? Do you hate the sins within yourself? Do you wish they would go away? Are you sorry about them? If so, then you are truly a Christian, and God will help you. The story of Zacchaeus is about repentance. But repentance is not just saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is gesturing with ourselves, with the way we live, to show that we're sorry. Zacchaeus became a bishop and was eventually martyred. So he showed his repentance to God, not just by saying something at a group of people, but by living it. So these words should be symbolic for us of living the life of repentance, not of just accepting God's grace and saying, okay, I'm Orthodox, I can come to church when I want to, and go to communion sometimes, I can do this, I can do that. Instead, to have this sense of sorrow for what we do that is not godly. And not sorrow because we're afraid of punishment, but because it just isn't right. It's just ugly and dirty. And so Zacchaeus saw how ugly and dirty he was, and he turned his face away from it. This is true Christianity. This is what we should do also. Perhaps you and I should pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, help me to repent. I don't even know how to. So many of you have told me, and I have to say that I agree that it's the same in myself. We don't know how to repent. We don't know how to really be sorry. All right, I'll give you one practical way to repent, even if you don't feel it in your heart. Okay? Your actions can dictate your feelings. If you had trouble with a person, don't like them, and you judge them, and immediately when you see them, you have a negative thought about them. All right. This is a sin. Can you stop yourself from feeling this thought? No, it's like a lightning flash. But can you make yourself to be kind to him? Yes, you can do that, even if you don't think it's sincere. Be sincere about trying to be sincere. If you cannot repent of a certain sin, struggle against it. If you don't feel particularly sorry about something, I mean, you feel sorry, but it's sort of like a sorry that is not really deep, you know? If you want that depth of sorrow in you, that's a gift that God gives to those who make effort. So, do like Zacchaeus. Do something. Struggle against your sins. If you have trouble saying your prayers and you're not very attentive when you say your prayers, even if you're not attentive. Because if you struggle to say your prayers, eventually you will become attentive. It applies to anything in life, anything. Any sin or any virtue that you want to have that you either feel not very repentant about a sin, or you really don't feel like you really want this virtue so badly. Struggle to do anything that approximates that virtue. Anything. If you're a proud person, then find any opportunity to humble yourself. Even if it means getting coffee for someone, or cleaning up a mess that you haven't made, or whatever it is. If you do this, this will help you to learn to repent. Because repentance really has to spring forth from the heart. But it can be strengthened in the heart by our actions. So Zacchaeus said, I give back everything, half of my goods, and if I defrauded anyone, I give back fourfold. Now Zacchaeus, being a man who was accustomed to sin, from that very instant, he didn't immediately think only angelic thoughts. Don't think that at all. He still had all of his former appetites, but he had made a decision. He was going to live in a good way. And so in his struggling to live this way, he became good, such that it became natural for him to do good and completely abhorrent to him to do the former evils that he had done. So let's try this ourselves. Let's try two things. One is, pray to the Lord to teach you to repent. Unless, of course, you already think you know how to repent. Pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, I don't know how to repent. I don't know how to feel bad about my sins. I don't know how to feel sorry. I don't know how to really, really desire that which is good. Help me to do this. Now, many of the prayers say this, but you can say it in your own words. Just ask the Lord to help you. And then, don't just ask and sit by and wait for Him to sort of hit you on the head, you know, with a sword from an angel. No, wait. Don't wait for that. Instead, struggle to do good. Struggle, even if you don't feel it. Struggle to pray, even if you don't feel the prayers. Struggle to be kind, even if you don't like the person. Etc., etc. And then, if you struggle, and with this prayer, God will help you to feel repentance. May God help us to be like Zacchaeus. Let us begin today by being sorry for our sins and by promising to the Lord that we will struggle with all of our might to repent of them. Amen.